This is Radio Health Journal. I'm Nancy Benson. This week,
a surprisingly common disease that eventually makes fingers and hands useless.
Dupuytren's disease is the most common crippling hand disease that most people have never heard about.
A common cause for disabled hands, when Radio Health Journal continues.
I'm Reed Pentz, host of Radio Health Journal. If you enjoy Radio Health Journal, you'll also like our sister show. Here's a preview of what they're covering on Viewpoints this week.
This week on Viewpoints.
We have a generation of people who have had to bend the rules, and so they're willing to come here and stay in these maternity hotels a month before giving birth.
How China's family policies have rippled all the way into America. Then,
but choose between just curling up in a ball and crying or writing. I chose to write. I chose to create something meaningful out of all the meaninglessness.
One man's story of processing grief and living life. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Listen to Viewpoints on your favorite radio station, iTunes and Stitcher.
Tom Knapp is an insurance executive in South Florida who loves to golf. About 25 years ago, he started having problems with his left hand. He couldn't straighten his fingers completely, and it kept getting worse and worse.
My fingers started bending when I was 46, and the middle and pinky finger on my left hand started to bend towards the palm, and when I got to be 50 years old, I couldn't put a golf glove on. I had a hard time putting a golf glove on and off because the fingers were bent so much. And that's when I had to have my first surgery.
Then it started in his right hand.
Fingers started bending. I started getting cords in the palm of my hand. No pain with the disease. I guess I'm one of the fortunate ones. It's just that the fingers just kept bending more and more and more and more.
Knapp has Dupuytren's disease, a genetic condition that afflicts an estimated 16 million Americans, at least to some degree.
Dupuytren's disease is the most common crippling hand disease that most people have never heard about.
That's Dr. Charles Eaton, a hand surgeon in Palm Beach County, Florida, who's executive director of the Dupuytren Foundation.
It is a primarily inherited condition that causes gradual changes of tissues underneath the skin of the palm. These changes are like scar tissue, and as scar tissue matures, it shrinks. And this change that occurs under the skin of the palm also shrinks lengthwise. The end result is that it tethers the fingers into a progressively more and more bent position, so the fingers can't be straightened out all the way. And that causes a characteristic deformity that typically looks as though the hand is just sitting in a resting posture with the fingers bent. So it's something that doesn't always catch someone's eye unless the person is trying to straighten out their fingers.
A lot of people are affected that have it, that it doesn't even bother them. I've got 10 brothers and sisters, and one of my brothers, who's 50 years old, has a little cord in the palm of his hand. Doesn't bother him at all, but yet he has a disease. And then my sister, I understand now, she's maybe 50, 51, 52. She's got a little bit of bend in her finger, but it doesn't bother them. I mean, she hasn't even been to a doctor. And for a good majority of people, it doesn't bother them at all. And then you have people that have a very advanced case like I have, where my hands basically are crippled.
Knapp, who's now on the board of the Dupuytren Foundation, says the disease is often mistaken for tendonitis or arthritis, especially at first. So someone who's afflicted may see multiple doctors before they're diagnosed correctly. Eaton says a hand surgeon is probably the best place to go for answers. They're very familiar with the characteristic bending of the fingers. Doctors believe Dupuytren's disease is the result of an overactive repair mechanism in the layer of material just beneath the skin of the hands.
For most of the body, you can slide the skin around side to side. If you reach and push on your cheek, you can slide that skin on your cheek up toward your eye, down toward your chin. But if you straighten out your fingers all the way and try to do the same thing with the skin on your palm, it just doesn't move. And the reason for that is that there's a special reinforcing layer that's just underneath the skin, which is like a sheet of heavy canvas. And there are thousands of little threads that anchor the undersurface of the skin of the palm down to this sheet. It's made of a tissue that's called fascia, which is a common kind of tissue in the body. And then the undersurface of that reinforcing layer has extensions that anchor it down to the bones that are in the back of your hand and your finger bones. And this is critical for the use of the hand. If you're going to grab something and you don't want it to slide around in your hand, you don't have to worry about that because the skin is anchored tightly.
But when this layer of fascia thinks it has to repair itself, it shrinks, tightly pulling the fingers down with it. Surgery can cut the cords and free the fingers, but recovery takes months, and Eaton says it doesn't always go without a hitch.
Because the biology has something to do with the wound healing process, the healing that takes place after surgery may also be abnormal. So people that have the traditional open surgery for this condition may have more inflammation, more swelling, stiffness, and pain than you'd expect. And the complication rate of doing open surgery for Dupuytren contracture is overall higher than you would expect compared to other hand operations. The chance of having a serious complication is about four times that you'd expect for other common hand operations, such as treating carpal tunnel syndrome or trigger finger or even replacing an arthritic thumb joint. Because of those issues, there's been a trend to look to minimally invasive approaches.
What they can do with needles now, pretty good size needles, is they just go in and they punch holes in the fascia and pull the finger until it pops back straight again, and they basically break the fascia. With the XioFlex treatment, same thing, the bacteria eating flesh goes in there and eats at that fascia, and the next morning they just pop the finger back into place. It's a very expensive. It's $3,000 a vial. And they can only do usually one or two joints at a time. If you've got three joints in your fingers that are all affected, they can usually only do one joint at a time. So it's a $9,000 treatment if you do all three fingers. Plus, you got to get shots every time. And the shots, when they put a needle in your hand, doesn't feel very good.
All of those procedures can straighten out the fingers, but in severe cases, only for a while.
The problem is none of these are cures. So there's a high return of contracture or recurrence after any of these procedures. For people with aggressive Dupuytren disease, they may have an operation and then have it come back within a year or a few years, have another operation, and each time you have a re-operation, it increases the chances of complications. So the natural course in people who have aggressive Dupuytren disease is they wind up with many operations over their lifetime, complications, and they still wind up with progressive crippling of their hand, despite the best that surgeons can currently offer.
Over the last 20 years, I've had five, six, seven general surgeries and three other treatments. I haven't been able to shake hands since my last surgery, which is 2.5 years, because if somebody were to grab my hand, I would go right to my knees. I have no cushion left in my right, my thumb and my two fingers on my right hand. All the fascia has been taken out because it was all damaged. It was all diseased. So I don't have any cushion in there. All I have is nerves. So if I grab my money clip or if I grab anything on an edge, it could be a pack of matches or it could be anything that has an edge to it, hurts my hand. So round things I can grip and it's not so bad. But it's crippling to the fact that I just can't shake hands. I just give everybody a fist pump with my left hand. That's how I shake today.
Those kind of effects are bad enough, but people with severe cases of Dupuytren disease also have a higher risk for other disorders, including heart disease and some cancers. So the Dupuytren Foundation is anxious to find funding for research into the genetic flaw behind Dupuytren disease, in hopes they can identify how it works and stop its crippling effects. You can find out more about Dupuytren disease on the Foundation website, the number 4DUP.com. That's the number 4DUP.com. I'm Nancy Benson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-568-1647. That's 800-568-1647. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-568-1647.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419. By calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419. Make the free call now. 800-279-0419. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Just call 1-800-835-1478. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-835-1478. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-835-1478. That's 1-800-835-1478.
Thank you for listening to Radio Health Journal, a production of MediaTrax Communications. If you enjoyed this week's show, please leave a review on iTunes or share it with a friend. You can find more Radio Health Journal stories about health, science, and technology on iTunes, Stitcher, and at radiohealthjournal.net.